Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm getting ready to leave. I am going overseas.
You are. Today. Big old holiday that you're heading on. Well, actually, it's not a holiday. It's a work trip, isn't it? But
still
an adventure that you're heading off on, which is very exciting. So we'll see you back in a couple of weeks after this. But we're leaving on a sort of a funny note of a cappella, a nice sort of beautiful vocal technique or, I guess, process. What are we talking about today?
Well, yeah, I've been wanting to do this one for a while. So a cappella means, you know how like ah in Italian is like a la mode with ice cream or whatever?
Yeah.
This is as in the chapel.
Didn't know that's what it means.
Yeah, so singing as if you were in the chapel, meaning no instruments. Now, some of these have cheated and have a little bit of instruments.
Starting country.
To guard and guide along life's way. Oh, God forbid. One should perish, that one at least should go astray.
I mean, what a voice. Emmy Lou Harris.
Years with all together around the place we'd romp and play.
So what makes a cappella, I guess, special, Kirsten? What makes it sort of singular as a style?
Part of it is the difficulty, and I think, you know, anyone is like, how are you doing singing? How is everyone staying in tune?
Mm.
How is everyone hitting the right notes? And it's very fun to do, those of you who've ever done it. And yes, there's barbershop quartet, you know, so just people just singing on street corners, but yes, also in the chapel where it was some religions. Religious strains of Christianity, you know, thought instruments were too profane and too wild, but also because you could hear the beauty of the voice.
My all for my dear children, their problems still with love I share.
Because it's interesting, because it's not specific to a particular genre, but I guess if there is something that draws it together, is it's very soulful when you hear someone singing a cappella. Whatever they're singing in, you know, whether it is church music or country music or even, you know, the kind of interludes you get in some hip-hop and stuff. It's a really singular way of experiencing the human voice.
Yeah, it's like a human connection, eh?
Hard, yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Well, yeah, and then speaking of genre, you know, her genre that she sings in, ballad, gospel, bluegrass, country rock, this suits all of them. You know,
so. Totally.
I'm lonesome for my precious children.
Wow, that bass. Gosh, whoever's singing that bass.
I feel like I could just frolic in a field right now.
Yeah, I feel like it should be standing wistfully on a cliffside, you know. When will my husband return from war?
Just down my cheek.
See, I'm picturing all y'all in your car singing along with one hand on your ear. You know how people do that when they sing?
There's one person in the back that's really good and can do the proper harmony. Yeah.
Exactly. And everyone else is like, oh, I'm going to stop singing now. Yeah, I agree with that. Agree with that big clap there. That was beautiful. Calling My Children Home from Emmy Lou Harris. Obviously.
Oh, yeah. And folk music, you can hear all those genres in just such a simple thing.
Dum do dum do be do dum 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 do dum do be do dum dum.
So a little bit of instrumentation in there.
Yeah. Now that's funny. Apparently some people have tried to name it that it's still kind of a cappella. It's like dumb names like Drum and Face.
Drum and Face?
Oh no.
Per cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So terrible. But these are the Fleetwoods, who were interesting, and then they were a mixed gender group. You know how you often get sort of girl groups and boy groups?
Because what era are these guys working from?
This is it's what I call the in-between years. It's sort of 58 to 63, after that big rock and roll and before we got more rock in the 60s, it was actually a time in the charts with a lot of odder music, novelty songs, stuff like this, which is what, pop doo-wop. Apparently one of the instruments in here is car keys.
Is that...
That's the, like, percussion
thing that I thought was the tambourine? Yeah, nice. Yeah, I guess it's very soft tambo, if it was.
And the other interesting thing is that the guitar that they brought this woman in, her name is Bonnie Guitar.
Bonnie Guitar, great name.
And these guys wrote the song that is still considered for the time a very sort of woman-led song and group.
Mm.
And it's been used in different movies, and it's been covered.
I was going to say, we both... We're talking off here about Pitch Perfect of recent...
It's just tainted my view of a cappella.
Yes, absolutely.
And also Glee as well as a TV series, really leaning into the kind of cheesiest elements of...
Yeah, we need to bring back this a cappella.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. Someone said you're on a slippery slope to barbershop.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's a gateway drug to barbershop. But this next song you couldn't really call Barbershop, I think.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this next song is very a cappella, and it's very
strange. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late.
We've had a few Tracy Chapmans recently. She's pretty incredible, singular artist.
Well, and I guess you could think of in her concert of, you know, sort of top 10 hits, she always has had an activist bent.
100%.
So, you know, in the middle of the gig, if, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everything strips back and she sings this, just the power adds to her message.
And also, you know, a room full of people falling totally silent to hear one person singing unaccompanied is just, anyone who's experienced that, regardless of the gig, it's magic. Yeah.
Well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming.
I think also, particularly for Tracy Chapman, she has got such an insane voice.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much emotion.
It just hits different when Tracy Chapman does it.
Totally.
And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep.
That's just such an incredible... I mean, it's just insane, actually, isn't it?
And you think about the choice made, you know, like, you know, they could have had, you know, stuff on this track, but they decided, no, let's release it. You know, like, the track was obviously so amazing. Mm. Let's release it just a cappella with no instruments.
Absolutely. That was Behind the Wall, in case anyone wasn't aware, from Tracy Chapman. We've had a few texts as well. Someone said in Croatia there's a genre, mainly men, called klapa, which is an a cappella genre. That sounds fascinating. It is. It's kind of it's another one of those things where it transcends culture and it transcends place. You know, every sort of human culture has got an a cappella tradition in it somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because you can, you know, it's so easy. You can do it on the street corners, in the barber shop, and to be frank, maybe it is more pleasurable to the performers than it is always to the audiences. Some of those genres.
We love a doo-wop, shawooby wooby.
But yeah, you know, people love doing it. It's very fun to do it. It's like an exercise for your voice.
Totally. Anyone who's ever been in a choir knows that's very special feeling for sure. It's been like over a decade since I was in a choir, but yeah, lovely, lovely stuff. Hey, thank you, Kirsten. Have a safe trip for the next couple of weeks. We'll see you very soon and look forward to having you back when you have finished your own travels. See you then.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.